The scientific community is reflecting on the life of renowned primatologist and conservationist Dr. Jane Goodall, who passed away at 91 years of age, leaving a lasting impact on the world and scientific research. Dr. Goodall was a pioneer in her field, becoming the first person to live with and study wild chimpanzees in Tanzania, despite having little experience at the time. It was here that she focused on understanding animals' individual personality and relationships. Dr. Goodall transformed the way animals were viewed and sparked a global movement for conservation and animal welfare. Ella Panizzolo spoke with Erica Martin, Executive Director of Humane World for Animals Australia, to find out more about Dr. Goodall's influential career.
Dr. Goodall was one of the people who changed the face of conservation. As a young woman, she had no background in science, just a passion, and was able to convince people to support her to go out and studied animals in a groundbreaking way, where she almost became part of the community, and her observations really changed the way field work is done for many, many scientists.
As you mentioned, Dr. Goodall prioritized emphasizing individuality between animals' personalities. Do you think this changed the way scientists viewed animals under observation?
I think it's still changing it. Dr. Goodall was certainly one of the first who demonstrated that they have strong bonds, there's relationships, there's communication. She's the first person that ever documented the use of tools by chimpanzees. So she really did change the way that we perceive of animals in terms of their relationship with each other and the world, and their ability to actually feel emotion.
In the press release published by the Humane World for Animals, you say Dr. Goodall's lifelong work as an ethologist and primatologist will forever be seen as pivotal to our understanding of animals and foundational to the advancement of their rights. Would you be able to give us some examples of how she helped with the advancement of animal rights?
I think Jane got people to think differently about animals. I think animals were largely viewed as things at the time that she probably started her work in the 60s. They really were not perceived as complex individuals. And through her study, through her deep, deep involvement in the chimpanzee community where she was studying them, she demonstrated these incredible interactions between animals. And to this day, I think we are still growing and learning more about that. With certain wild animals, I think she certainly changed the face of conservation. And I think she was also equally passionate about trying to change the lives that farm animals need and the recognition that farm animals equally are sentient and they suffer pain, they suffer from illness, they have emotional bonds with each other, and that we really do need to consider that in all of our dealings with animals.
How do you think young scientists and activists can honour Goodall's legacy in the 21st century environmental crisis?
I think keep going, keep speaking out, and make the individual choices yourself that can actually change the world. I think young people today can walk the talk. You know, think about what you eat, think about where it comes from, view animals as individuals and stand up, make your voice heard. We literally are living at a time of crisis. Our planet is in crisis. And I think young people more than anyone can perhaps make politicians do the things that so desperately need to be done if we're to protect our natural world.
So what direct impact do you believe she had on the practice of science in Australia specifically?
In Australia, you can see that when people are wildlife carers will tell you about the individual personalities of the animals they're working with. When they go out and they rescue animals, whether they've been hit by a car or there's been something, a development within the area that's destroyed their habitat. The baby possums they have, the kangaroos they have, are not just a species that needs certain medical attention. They're individuals, and some need different attention to others. And I think that was where it started, was Jane's work and her study. The other area that I think she was amazing is, I think she was a trailblazer for women. You know, there were very, very few women scientists in the world. And now, you know, in Australia and around the world, we're blessed with a large population of women scientists. And I do hope that her legacy will encourage even more women to get out there, to become scientists and to do their part for conservation.
Erica Martin, Executive Director of Humane World for Animals Australia, speaking with Ella Panizzolo.